These factors, combined with amnesia and post-hypnotic suggestions, false facades and covert manipulation, make a reconstruction of the factual origins and history of Earth civilizations virtually indecipherable. Any investigator, no matter how brilliant, is doomed to wallow in a quagmire of inconclusive assumptions, unworkable hypotheses, and perpetual mystery. 80. Since the domain does not suffer these afflictions, having the advantage of memory, longevity and an exterior point of view, I will add some clarification to your fragmentary knowledge of the history of Earth. These are some of the dates and events that are not mentioned in Earth history textbooks. These dates are significant because they provide some information concerning the influences of the Old Empire and of the domain on Earth. Although I have attended several briefings by our mission control personnel on the general background of Earth within the past few hundred years, I will rely principally on data gathered from records captured after our invasion of the Old Empire planetary headquarters. Since that time, the Domain Expeditionary Force has tracked the general progress of events on Earth. As I mentioned, in some cases the Domain has chosen to intervene in certain affairs on Earth in order to ensure the success of our long-term expansion plans. Although the Domain has no interest in Earth, per se, or in the population of ISBs on this planet, it does serve our interests to ensure that the resources of Earth are not destroyed or spoiled. To that end, certain officers of the Domain have been sent to Earth on reconnaissance missions from time to time to gather information. However, the following dates and events have been extrapolated from the accumulated information in the data files of the Domain, at least those that are accessible to me through the Space Station Communications Center. 208,000 BCE, the establishment of the Old Empire, whose headquarters were located near one of the tail stars in the Ursa Major, Big Dipper, constellation 130, footnote, of this galaxy. The Old Empire invasion force conquered the area with nuclear weapons sometime earlier. After the radioactivity 131, footnote, subsided and the cleanup and restoration were completed, it received the immigration of beings from another galaxy into this galaxy. Those 81 beings set up a society that kept going until about 10,000 years ago, when it was superseded by the Domain. Very recently, Earth civilization has come to resemble aspects of that civilization, now that it has fallen out of its immediate control. In particular, the appearance and technology of transportation such as planes, trains, ships, fire engines, and automobiles, as well as what you consider to be modern or futuristic architecture, which emulate the design of buildings in the major cities of the Old Empire. Before 75,000 BCE, the Domain records contain very little information about the civilizations on the continental land masses of Atlanta 132, footnote, and Lima 133, footnote, except to note that they did coexist on Earth at more or less the same time. Apparently, both civilizations were founded by remnants of electronic, space opera cultures who fled from their native planetary systems to escape political or religious persecution. The Domain knows that a long-standing edict of the Old Empire prohibits unauthorized colonization of planets. Therefore, it is possible that their destruction was caused by police or military forces who pursued the colonists as criminals and destroyed them. Although this seems a likely supposition, no conclusive evidence exists that explains the complete destruction and disappearance of two entire electronic civilizations. Another possibility is that a massive submarine volcanic eruption in the region of Lake Toba, in Sumatra 134, footnote, and Mount Krakatoa 135, footnote, in Java caused the destruction of Lima. The flood waters caused by the eruption overwhelmed all the land masses, including the highest mountains. Survivors of the destruction of the civilization, the Lemurians, are the earliest ancestors of the Chinese. Australia and the ocean areas to the north were the center of the Lemurian civilization and are the source of Oriental races. Both civilizations possessed electronics, flight and similar technologies of space opera cultures. Apparently, the volcanic eruption expelled such a significant mass of molten rock that the resulting 82 Vacuum beneath the crust of Earth caused great areas of the land masses to sink below the oceans. The continental areas occupied by both civilizations were covered with volcanic matter, and then submerged, leaving very little evidence that they ever existed except for legends of a global flood which prevail in every culture of the Earth, and for survivors who are the genus of Oriental races and cultures. That kind of colossal volcanic explosion 136, footnote, fills the stratosphere with toxic gases which are carried around the whole planet. The usual refuse of these volcanic eruptions can easily cause a rain that lasts for 40 days and 40 nights due to atmospheric pollution, as well as an extensive period during which radiation from the sun is deflected back into space, and cause global cooling. 137, footnote, certainly such an event would cause an ice age, extinctions of life forms and many other relatively long-term changes lasting thousands of years. Due to the myriad types of naturally occurring global cataclysmic events which are indigenous to Earth, it is not a suitable planet for habitation by ASBs. In addition, there have been occasional global cataclysms caused by ASBs, such as the one that destroyed the dinosaurs 138, footnote, more than 70 million years ago. The destruction was caused by intergalactic warfare, during which time Earth, and many other neighboring moons and planets, were bombarded by atomic weapons. Atomic explosions cause atmospheric fallout much like that of volcanic eruptions. 139, footnote, most of the planets in this sector of the galaxy have been uninhabitable deserts since then. Earth is undesirable for many other reasons: heavy gravity and dense atmosphere, floods, earthquakes, volcanoes, polar shifts, continental drift, meteor impacts, atmospheric and climatic changes, to name a few. What kind of lasting civilization could any sophisticated culture propose to develop in such an environment? In addition, Earth is a small planet of a rim star of a galaxy. This makes Earth very isolated geographically from the more concentrated planetary civilizations which exist toward the center of the galaxy. These obvious 83 facts have made Earth suitable for use only as a zoological or botanical garden, or for its current use as a prison, but not much else. Before 30,000 BCE, Earth started being used as a dumping ground and prison for ASBs who were judged untouchable, meaning criminal or non-conformists. ASBs were captured, encapsulated in electronic traps and transported to Earth from various parts of the old empire. Underground amnesia stations were set up on Mars and on Earth in the Wenzori Mountains 140, footnote, in Africa, in the Pyrenees Mountains 141, footnote, of Portugal, and in steppes of Mongolia. 142, footnote, these electronic monitoring points create force screens designed to detect and capture ASBs when the ASB departs the body at death. ASBs are brainwashed using extreme electronic force in order to maintain Earth's population in state of perpetual amnesia. Further population controls are installed through the use of long-range electronic thought control mechanisms. These stations are still in operation and they are extremely difficult to attack or destroy, even for the domain, which will not maintain a significant military force in this area until a later date. The pyramid civilizations were intentionally created as part of the ASB prison system on Earth. The pyramid is alleged to be the symbol for wisdom. However, the wisdom of the old empire on planet Earth is intended to operate as part of the elaborate amnesia trap consisting of mass, meaning and mystery. These are opposite to the qualities of an immortal spiritual being which have no mass, or meaning. An ASB is solely because it thinks that it is. Mass represents the physical universe, including objects such as stars, planets, gases, liquids, energy particles and teacups. The pyramids were very, very solid objects, as were all of the structures created by the old empire. Heavy, massive, dense, solid objects create the illusion of eternity. Dead bodies wrapped in linen, soaked in resin, placed inside engraved golden coffins and entombed with earthly possessions amid cryptic symbols create an illusion of eternal life. 84 However, dense, Heavy physical universe symbols are the exact opposite of an ISBE. An ISBE has no mass or time. Objects do not endure forever. An ISBE is forever. Meaning, false meanings prevent knowledge of the truth. The pyramid cultures of Earth are a fabricated illusion. They are nothing more than false civilizations contrived by the old empire mystery cult called the Brothers of the Serpent. False meanings were invented to create the illusion of a false society to further reinforce the amnesia mechanism among the intimates in the Earth prison system. Mystery is built of lies and half-truths. Lies cause persistence because they alter facts which are comprised of exact dates, places and events. When truth is known, a lie no longer persists. If the exact truth is revealed, it is no longer a mystery. All of the pyramid civilizations of Earth were carefully contrived of layer upon layer of lies, skillfully combined with a few truths. The priest cult of the old empire combined sophisticated mathematics and space opera technology, with theatrical metaphors and symbolism. All of these are complete fabrications of truth, baited with the allure of aesthetics and mystery. The intricate rituals, astronomical alignments, secret rites, massive monuments, marvelous architecture, artistically rendered hieroglyphs and man-animal gods were designed to create an unsolvable mystery for the ISBE prison population on Earth. The mystery diverts attention away from the truth that ISBEs have been captured, given amnesia and imprisoned on a planet far, far away from their home. The truth is that every single ISBE on Earth came to Earth from some other planetary system. Not one person on Earth is a native inhabitant. Human beings did not evolve on Earth. In the past, Egyptian society was run by the prison administrators or priests, who, in turn, manipulated a pharaoh, controlled the treasury and kept the inmate population enslaved physically and spiritually. In modern times, the priests have changed, but the function 85 is the same. However, now the priests are prisoners too. Mystery reinforces the walls of the prison. The old empire feared that the ISBEs on Earth might regain their memory. Therefore, one of the primary functions of the old empire priesthood is to prevent ISBEs on Earth from remembering who they really are, how they came to Earth, where they came from. The old empire operators of the prison system, and their superiors, do not want ISBEs to remember who murdered them, captured them, stole all of their possessions, sent them to Earth, gave them amnesia and condemned them to eternal imprisonment. Imagine what might happen if all of the inmates in the prison suddenly remembered that they have the right to be free. What if they suddenly realized that they have been falsely imprisoned and rise up as one against the guards? They are afraid to reveal anything that looks like the civilization of the inmates' home planets. A body, a piece of clothing, a symbol, a spaceship, an advanced electronics device, or any other remnant of civilization from a home planet could remind a being and rekindle his memory. Sophisticated technologies of entrapment and enslavement, which were developed over millions of years in the old empire, have been applied to the ISBEs on Earth with the intention to create a false facade for the prison. These facades were installed on Earth in totality, all at once. Every piece is a fully integrated part of the prison system. This includes a religion of mumbo-jumbo doublespeak. Every pyramid civilization uses this as part of a control mechanism to keep the population enslaved by force, by fear and by ignorance. The indecipherable muddle of irrelevant information, geometric designs, mathematical calculation, astronomical alignments, are part of a false spirituality based on solid objects, rather than immortal spirits, in order to confuse and disorient the ISBEs on Earth. 86 When the body of a person died, they were buried with their earthly possessions, including their former body wrapped in linen, to sustain their soul or calf to death. An ISBE does not have a soul. An ISBE is a soul. On the home planet of an ISBE, their material possessions were not lost, stolen or forgotten when the being died or left the body. An ISBE could return and claim the possessions. However, if the ISBE has amnesia, they will not remember that they had any possession. So, governments, insurance companies, bankers, family members and other vultures can pick their possessions clean without fear of retribution from the deceased. 143, footnote. The only reason for these false meanings is to instill the idea that an Isbi is not a spirit, but a physical object. This is a lie. It is a trap for an Isbi. Countless people have spent endless hours attempting to solve the jigsaw puzzle of Egypt and other old empire civilizations. They are puzzles made of pieces that do not fit. A question states its own answer. What is the mystery of Egypt and other pyramid cultures? Mystery. Circa 15,000 BCE, the old empire forces supervised the construction of a hydraulic mining operation in the Andes Mountains in present-day Bolivia near Lake Titicaca, Lake of Tin Stones, at Tiahuanaco 144, footnote, including construction of the massive stone complex of carved stone buildings known as Colossusia and its Gate of the Sun at an elevation of nearly 14,000 feet. 11,600 BCE, the polar axis of Earth shifted 145, footnote, to a sea area. The last ice age came to an end abruptly as the polar ice caps melted and the level of the ocean rose to submerge large sections of the land masses of Earth. The last remaining vestiges of Atlantis and Lemuria were covered by water. Massive extinctions of animals occurred in the Americas, Australia and the Arctic regions due to the shift of the poles. 87-10,450 BCE, plans were made by the old empire Isbi called Thoth for construction of a great pyramid of Giza. The four air shafts of the pyramid point precisely to key stars in the old empire as seen from Giza in this year. The alignment of the pyramids of Giza on the ground matches perfectly the alignment of the constellation of Orion as seen in the sky from Giza relative to the Nile as the earthly representation of the Milky Way in the sky. 146, footnote, 10,400 BCE, according to the Earth historian Herodotus, records from the ruined civilization of Atlantis, containing electronic technology and other technology of that society, were buried in a vault beneath the paws of the Sphinx. The Greek historian wrote that he was told this by some of his friends who were priests of Anu, the Sumerian god, at the Egyptian city of Heliopolis. However, it is highly unlikely that any traces of an electronic civilization would be allowed to be left intact on Earth by the old empire prison system administrators. 147, footnote. 8212 BCE, the Veda or Vedic hymns are a set of religious hymns that were introduced into the societies of Earth. They came forward in spoken tradition, memorized, from generation to generation. The hymn to the Dawn Child includes an idea called the cycle of the physical universe, the creation, growth, conservation, decay and death or destruction of energy and matter in a space. These cycles produce time. The same set of hymns describes the theory of evolution. Here is a tremendous body of knowledge which contains a great deal of spiritual truth. Unfortunately, it has been incorrectly evaluated by humans and altered with lies and reversals of fact by priests, which are a booby trap to prevent anyone from using the wisdom to discover a way to escape from the prison planet. 8050 BCE, destruction of the old empire home planet government in this galaxy. This was the end of the old empire as 88 a political entity in the galaxy. However, the vast size of the old empire will take many thousands of years for the domain to conquer completely. The inertia of the political, economic and cultural systems of the old empire will remain in place for some time to come. However, remnants of the old empire space fleet in the solar system of Earth were finally destroyed in 1230 AD. In addition to operatives of the old empire who run the Earth prison operation, there were other beings from the old empire who came to Earth. Since Earth was no longer under the control of the old empire after their defeat by the domain forces, there was no police force to control military renegades, space pirates, miners, merchants and entrepreneurs who came to Earth to exploit the resources of the planet for personal gain, and many other nefarious reasons. For example, the history of Earth, according to the Jewish people, describes the Nephilim. 148, footnote, chapter 6 of the book of Genesis, describes the origin of the Nephilim. Now it came about, when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. The ancient Jewish people who wrote the history book called the Old Testament were slaves, herders and gatherers. Any modern technology, even a simple flashlight, would seem astounding and miraculous to them. They attributed any unexplainable phenomenon or technology to the workings of a god. Unfortunately, this behavior is universal among all ISBs who have been given amnesia, and cannot remember their own experiences, training, technology, personality or identity. 89 Obviously, if these were men, and they mated with earth women, they were not sons of God. They were ISBs who inhabited biological bodies in order to take advantage of the political situation in the old empire, or simply to indulge in physical sensation. They set up small colonies of their own on Earth beyond the reach of the police and tax authorities. Coincidentally, one of the most serious crimes an ISB could commit in the old empire was to violate income tax regulations. Income taxes were used as a slavery mechanism and as a punishment in the old empire. The slightest error in a tax report made an ISB untouchable, followed by imprisonment on Earth. 6750 BCE. Other pyramid civilizations were set up by the old empire on Earth. These were established in Babylon, Egypt, China and Mesoamerica. The Mesopotamian area provided service facilities, communication stations, spaceports, and stone quarry operations for these false civilizations. Tyre was the name given to the first in a succession of administrators from the old empire who represented themselves to the Earth population as divine rulers. Tyre's importance may be understood when one learns that the word Egypt is a Greek corruption of the phrase Hekat-Ptah, or House of the Spirit of Ptah. Ptah was nicknamed the Developer. He was a construction engineer. His high priest was given the title Great Leader of Craftsmen. Ptah was also the god of reincarnation in Egypt. He originated the opening of the mouth ceremony, which was performed by priests at funerals to release souls from their corpses. Of course, when the souls were released, they were captured, given amnesia, and returned to Earth again. The so-called divine rulers who followed Ptah on Earth were called Mtr, meaning guardians or watchers by the Egyptians. Their symbol was the serpent, or dragon, which represented a secret priesthood of the old empire called the Brothers of the Serpent. 90 Old Empire engineers use cutting tools of highly concentrated light waves to quickly carve and excavate stone blocks. 149, footnote, they also used force fields and spacecraft to lift and transport blocks of stone weighing hundreds or thousands of tons each. The placement on the ground of some of these structures will be found to have geodetic or astronomical significance relative to various stars in this galactic region. The buildings are crude and impractical, compared to building standards on most planets. As an engineer of the domain, I can attest that makeshift structures like these would never pass inspection on a planet in the domain. Stone blocks such as those used in the pyramid civilizations can still be seen, partially excavated, in the stone quarries in the Middle East. 150, footnote, and elsewhere. Most of the structures were hastily built props, much like the false facades of a Western town on the set of a motion picture. They appear to be real, and to have some use or value, however, they have no value. They have no useful purpose. The pyramids and all the other stone monuments erected by the old empire could be called mystery monuments. For what reason would anyone waste so many resources to construct so many useless buildings? To create a mysterious illusion. The fact of the matter is that each one of the divine rulers were ISBs who served as operatives of the old empire. They were certainly not divine, although they were ISBs. 6248 BCE, The beginning of active warfare between the Domain Space Command and the surviving remnants of the old Empire Space Fleet in this solar system that lasted nearly 7,500 years. It began when an installation was established in the Himalaya Mountains by a battalion of the 3,000 officers and crew members of the Domain Expeditionary Force. The installation was not fortified as the Domain was not aware that the old Empire maintained Earth as a prison planet. 91 The Domain installation was attacked and destroyed by space forces of the old Empire who continued to operate in the solar system of Earth. ISBs of the Domain Battalion were captured, taken to Mars, given amnesia, and sent back to Earth to inhabit human biological bodies. They are still on Earth. 5965 BCE, investigations into the disappearance of Domain forces in this solar system led to the discovery of old Empire bases on Mars and elsewhere. The Domain took over the planet Venus 151, footnote, as a defensive position against the space forces of the old Empire. The Domain Expeditionary Force also monitors life forms on Venus, which has a very dense, hot and heavy atmosphere of sulfuric acid clouds. There are a few life forms on Earth that can endure an atmospheric environment like Venus. 152, footnote, the Domain also established secret installations or space stations in the Earth solar system. This solar system has a planet that is broken up, the asteroid belt. 153, footnote, it provides a very useful low-gravity platform for takeoff and landing of spacecraft. It is used as a galactic jump between the Milky Way and adjoining galaxies. There aren't any planets at this end of the galaxy that can serve as a good galactic entering spot for incoming transport and other ships. But this broken-up planet makes a very ideal space station. As a result of our war against the old Empire, this area of the solar system is now a valuable possession of the Domain. 3450 to 3100 BCE, the intervention into the affairs on Earth by the old Empire operatives or divine gods was disrupted at this time by the Domain forces. They were forced to replace themselves with human rulers. The first dynasty of human pharaohs who united Upper and Lower Egypt began with the rule of a pharaoh who, coincidentally, was named Men. He established the capital city called Menefer, the beauty of men in Egypt. This started the first succession of 10 human pharaohs and a period of 350 years of chaos that followed in the administrative ranks of the old empire. 92-3200 BCE, as I mentioned earlier, Earth was under attack between the Domain and the old empire forces during this period. Of course, this does not make any sense to archaeologists or historians on Earth, because the Egyptian period is a space opera era period. Since Earth historians have amnesia, they assume that this was only a religious period. Further, because the technology and civilizations installed on Earth during this period were prepackaged, they did not evolve on Earth. Of course, there is no evidence anywhere on Earth of an evolutionary transition which resulted in sophisticated mathematics, language, writing, religion, architecture, cultural traditions in Egypt or any of the pyramid civilizations. These cultures, complete with all of the details of racial body types, hairstyles, facial makeup, rituals, moral codes and so forth, just appeared as complete integrated packages. The physical evidence suggests that all evidence of the intervention of the Domain or old empire forces, or any other extraterrestrial activity, has been carefully cleaned up, so as not to create suspicion. The old empire force does not want the ISBs of Earth to suspect that they have been captured, transplanted to Earth and brainwashed. So, Earth historians continue to assume that Egyptian priests were not supposed to have ray guns or other technology of the old empire. And, they suppose that there was nothing going on Earth, except some priests walking around saying Amen, which the Christians still say. 3172 BCE, layout of the astronomical grid that joins the key mining sites and astronomical buildings of the gods in the Andes Mountains such as Tiahuanaco, 154, footnote, Cuzco, Q, Quito, the cities of Ollantaytambo, 155, footnote, Macupica 156, footnote, and Pacacamac 157, footnote, for the mining of rare metals, including tin for use in making bronze. Metals were the property of the gods, of course.